Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Hours ago, I reached out one night and you were gone.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are going to go right to the phones, and joining us from Kirk's Fly Shop up in Estes is Darren Christensen. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
You know, I'm doing great. We've been talking survival. I know we're going to talk Rocky Mountain National Park and the Big Thompson, but before we do, I got to tell the people, I really appreciate the participation we've got on the text line of people on our survival questions. But the one guy who thought the answer was, I didn't listen to my wife. Hey, that happens all the time. That'll never be a trivia question. I just want you to know that.
I like that one.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of, people go out on a fly fishing trip, a hike in the park. You guys are familiar with all this. And we're getting so many new people outdoors. We've been talking a lot about just the basic things that people don't understand, how quickly hypothermia can set in, how you can get in trouble. And hopefully we're going to keep all these people getting out there from turning an inconvenience into a tragedy. But there's lots of reasons for them to be out there fly fishing right now, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And, the park just opened on Wednesday. So, we're finally getting to get out there. And the fishing's been excellent. Those fish haven't seen a fly in, 6 months or more.
So take us through, let's start with the park then. What are you seeing for conditions and what are the opportunities up there?
So, because it's so late in the spring as far as them opening it, the upper lakes, a lot of them are already thawed out. Anything that's probably 9,500 feet or lower are 100% thawed out. And even some of the stuff that's, around the 10,000, the 10,000, 200 feet range, are at least partially thawed out at this point. And we got a chance to fish a couple of them, on Wednesday and Thursday, and they're fishing really well. The cutthroat lakes like Fern and Spruce, those, they're kind of in that pre-spawn mode. The ice has been off for probably a couple weeks up there now, and so they're feeding hard, getting ready to start doing their spring thing.
Well, and I'll tell you what, if people want to see some of this stuff in action too, we just posted on my Facebook page this week, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, a link to a YouTube video that I did with Kirk where we took llamas up on the Roaring River and we were catching, I think Kirk was using a zero weight rod and we were just having a blast up there. Also on my YouTube channel, there is a number of shows with Kirk at different places throughout the year, but there's one that'll come into play later in the year where Kirk and I went by horseback up to some of those high alpine lakes. And what incredible fishing those are when they open up. It's so much bigger fish than you would think for those high altitude lakes.
Yeah, I would say some of the biggest fish in the park are at the highest lakes, in my experience. There's a couple lakes in the Lost Lake drainage, so above Lost Lake, that hold really big ones. Crystal up in the park holds big ones. Thunder Lake, Lawn Lake, a lot of those really high lakes, for whatever reason, they're deep enough to have good food source and grow some really pretty large cutthroats.
Oh, yeah. Now, you mentioned that the stillwater, and stillwater fishing is a great option because we are getting runoff right now.
Yep.
How is the runoff? Are the creeks and rivers in the park fishable, or is a lot of it running a little high?
It's all pretty fishable, but it's definitely getting high. Some of the, faster moving creeks, like say Glacier Creek, don't have a ton of holes that are available. But like the Upper Big Thompson through Moraine Park, the Fall River through Horseshoe Park, where you have those kind of bendy meadow sections, just in the soft water on the insides and outsides of the bends, there's good fish to be had.
Yeah, and it's just, what a beautiful setting. I mean, if you're going to go, if your whole goal is to chase giant fish, it's not that you can't get some nice-sized trout at the park, but a lot of times you're fishing for small cutthroats, small brookies. But think of the setting. To me, it's just the essence of fly fishing. You're there fishing these small pocket waters or these high mountain lakes, and you're just in the most incredible setting in the world. There might be an elk across the way, and
exactly.
I don't know. We've just seen every, and the park varies. I have a show on my YouTube channel too, where we just, Karen and I just went to drive up places,
you know,
where you could drive up and just walk a few feet and fish. And so if you're not a hiker or you don't feel like you're, you know, capable of taking some of these longer walks, there's, I caught a whole mess of brook trout right one time, right off of a sidewalk where people were walking by commenting, you know, and we were 100 feet from the parking lot, right?
Yeah, you were probably at the inlet to Sprague Lake.
I was, exactly. And yeah. And it's just, and you can just, it's just amazing. So what, I know, so the park is incredible. What else are you guys fishing? I imagine you're fishing the Big T, Big Thompson. Are you seeing a lot of fluctuation, a lot of water? How fishable?
Yeah, so the Big Thompson has come up quite a bit the last couple days in the canyon. They've started letting out some more water. Obviously, it's a, you know, it's a tailwater, so they can control the flows. It's 600 CFS today, which is the biggest it's been this season so far. Yesterday was only 400. So, but again, just, you know, there's plenty of water to be fished along the edges, you know, in the soft bends and stuff, you know, and just normal spring, you know, flies. So worms, Pat's river legs, you know, CDC pheasant tails, egg patterns, you know, all that kind of stuff works just fine, as well as like caddis patterns. So,
well, and I think you mentioned the key earlier is, even though the water's high, the fish are going to have to eat, but they're going to be positioned different than a lot of people think. A lot of times they're going to be really tight to the bank, aren't they?
They are. They're going to be, you know, so don't walk right down into the river and get in. Probably where you got in, that's where they were. So, you know, fish that water that's right along the edges before you start working your way out into the water. 9 times out of 10 in high water, that's where they're at.
Well, and be so careful about even getting in the water. A lot of times this time of the year you don't have to, and it's so easy for even an experienced wader to lose control. And most of the flies you mentioned were bigger, and that's because visibility. The key this time of the year is they have to be able to see it, right?
You got it. You know, having a little bit bigger fly. And, I mean, you can trail, you know, like a Pats with, you know, a little RS2 or a sow bug, because they will take that smaller stuff. They have great eyesight, but having something bigger that they can kind of see coming at them definitely raises your chances.
Now, some other rivers. I know you guys float the Colorado. What's the situation there? Is it still floatable? Is it totally blowing out? What's happening there?
No, it's getting pretty big, but it's still floatable. Kirk himself is actually over there floating today. We had some guys do a trip over there on Thursday, and they said the salmon fly hatch was unbelievable. So that's going on over there. So, you know, that's another option out there. The water is definitely getting big, but it tends to get higher there a little bit later than it does, like, up here in Estes.
All right. Well, if people are looking for more info, first of all, can you book guide trips into the park?
Yes, we can. Yeah. So we've actually, you know, starting Wednesday when they opened, we had our first one up there. So, yeah, we're taking people up into the park. So just give us a call. Our number's 970-577-0790, or you can just check us out on the old interwebs there at kirksflyshop.com.
And you've got information and guide trips available at all the waters we talked about. And you do hiking trips up into the park too, I believe.
We do. We do guided hikes. We have llamas, so we do llama packing trips. So those are options as the summer goes. We had our first backpacking trip go out this morning, so we do overnight backpacks as well.
And the store itself, you're open?
We are open, yep.
Mass. Tell them where you're located.
We are 230 East Elkhorn in Estes Park, Colorado. And like I said, masks are required because of Larimer County and everything that's going on. But other than that, we're good to go.
And at kirksflyshop.com is the best way. And folks, I got lots of YouTube on Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. Check these guys out. And of course, you know, even if people just want information, you want them to give you an email or a call, but stop by the store. You'll always help them out. And a beautiful store right next to the Dairy Queen. So
It is right next to the Dairy Queen. You bet.
Because my car automatically turns at that Dairy Queen. I can gain 10 pounds driving by the Dairy Queen. I don't even have to stop.
But, there you go.
Darren, thanks for joining us. A lot of great information, and people just need to start getting up in the park, and you can help them because there's a reservation thing, and you can book trips for them. So that's all a great thing. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.